Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of
Legends Only.
My name is T. Kyle.
And I'm Bradley.
And this is your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about
Legends Only.
Icons like your grandmother, your school teacher, your neighbor.
We will be discussing that later.
You know, you did say there were some additions to the soundboard.
Oh, multiple. Get ready. She's starting.
Welcome back, everybody. It is negative. No, it's not negative. It's 12 degrees here.
Negative 48 degrees.
There's negative people around us, and it is 12 degrees. There's men trying to break into T. Kyle's home.
Oh. Don't.
Sorry. They might be listening.
Now context is everything.
Well, who needs context?
Yeah.
We can leave them guessing.
I'm going to get texts about that now.
Yeah, you... Sorry.
Package thieves. And not those kind of packages.
Well,
like boxes, packages. I wish it was the other kind of package thief.
Yeah. You wish you had one delivered to your home? Actually, a heavy one.
Fine, actually.
Well, anyway.
Anyway. Did you just say wig?
Wig? I felt that already.
Yes, everyone. Catherine, Hudson, Perry.
Nun killer.
Oh, sorry.
That's the first thing that came to mind. Katy Perry, please stop.
Nobody was killed.
Nobody was killed at Stonewall.
Nobody was killed at the Vatican. Oh, straight to hell, literally. Not even 60 seconds in. Oh, damn it.
Oh,
it was bad for her.
No longer a heartbeat.
We need Jesus.
Yeah. Oh,
well,
what are we talking about? I already forgot.
Right.
No, the song is called When I'm Gone.
Like, I think she needs to go to jail.
All right, we need to get it together. We're professional.
We are professional
women.
Yes. And here we are. A week later, When I'm Gone, the new song by Alesso and Katie. Now we have a music video.
Yeah.
Honestly, the power of black hair.
Slay!
She came back to us, finally.
Yep, pop star Catherine's
pop
back.
Pop star Catherine is back, giving you soft choreo.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, her most choreo that we've had from her
ever. Yeah.
Serving technological Silicon Valley robot. I'm not sure where they are.
It's like the React music video in the future.
Okay.
It's a little wet.
It is a little bit.
There's the problematic robo dog killer.
Right.
That is terrorizing communities around the US.
And yeah, she's like weaving in and out of reactors.
Yeah, the metaverse.
Yeah. Black hair. That's all that took.
It's a serve.
We've been waiting 2-3 album cycles.
Yeah.
This is all we needed. Her career's back on track.
I'm loving the looks from this era.
Oh, same.
The slicked back pony in Vegas is a serve.
She looks good. Mm-hmm. She sounds good.
And she looks like she's having fun. And that's the most important
thing. She's having fun.
Thing.
Thank God we've bullied her into getting her hair back and getting back onto a dance pop beat.
Did we?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh.
I think she was bullied into doing that for Vegas. Because it was like her most iconic sort of look. I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
Speaking of Vegas, I watched some of the interludes.
I watched her yell at the crowd.
Yeah. But as she should.
She should. Well, I mean, it was everything that we basically said on the pod she was yelling at them about.
Oh.
Did you see that part?
No.
She was like, sweetie, what's your favorite song to this girl in the front? And she shouts at the crowd, no Legendary Lovers, no Roulette. Literally, she's naming all the songs that we want.
You know, I kind of appreciate that.
Yeah, it is very... The girls are too afraid to say what she had to say.
Yeah.
But...
Shut the fuck up about Mary! If you know, you know.
So, yeah, but the concert looks fun. The comedy concert that's happening in Vegas looks fun.
Yeah, well, the little interlude that she does, because she's a little Perry doll...
And I didn't
then
know that.
The little girl throws her, not throw, it's dramatic. She places her into a box.
Wait a minute. This is the Return of the Spice Girls opening.
Kind of.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like we stand.
Okay. Yeah.
So she takes a little Perry doll and she puts her in the box and then closes the lid.
Uh huh.
And then the little Katy Perry doll is sad because she put her away, which is basically stands.
Right.
What they did to her.
Buried her.
And then the lights come on in the box, which I don't know how, but all the little toys that she's had in her music video are in the box with her. So there's the little beach ball and Left Shark and the gummy bear that flipped her off in
California Girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the Super Bowl tiger is in there. It's like the Island of Misfit toys.
Oh, that's really cute.
And
actually,
now she's one of them. And then they all are like, we're here now. And that's the Vegas show.
So that's the opening? That's like
no, it's toilet? I think the final act before she goes into Firework.
Gotcha.
Is like the you put me in a box with all these little toys and now we're going to put on a show.
I actually love that concept.
Yeah, it's a concept.
It is a concept.
We stan. And the Perry doll has the same like slicked back pony.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So
now
she
can't change the pony.
No.
Yeah, it's very Britney in Vegas. When she was up against the fake mirrors that had different wigs. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can never change the slick back pony now,
no.
Katie.
Mm-mm. I actually really love that. I would like to see it. We need to go to see it.
I know. I just don't want to go to Vegas.
Well, we've just had so many great experiences there. I've been told.
I have.
I've been told I've had a good time there.
Yeah.
Well, we'll get there. Because you know what? And we'll get to it later. But I feel like a legend is coming.
Yes.
Okay. We'll get to that.
We're discussing all the legends here.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So stay tuned.
Stay tuned on this episode of Legends Only.
Yeah. But anywho, the story is that we stan When I'm Gone, bop.
Yes. Video bop.
Needs an extended mix.
Does need an extended mix. Very much so. And we need her to keep going down this path. So make sure to tweet her and comment on her Instagrams and say more music, Bick.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Stay electronic.
Stay electronic.
Yeah, you better hear better.
Fan demanded.
Vocal chop queen.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
From being put in a box to opening doors.
Oh my God, what is it called?
She's an icon, she's a legend,
yes,
and she paved
is.
The path.
Hold on 1 second. The sun is, I'm getting sunburned in my own apartment. Why is the sun vertical or horizontal now? I don't get it.
It happens in the winter. It comes at you at like 2:45 every time. Oh, it's 3:40.
No,
anyway.
I don't understand why it's why is it not up there?
Oh, well, that's, you know, where we are in relation to the sun.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The sun is singing When I'm Gone.
Slay.
The sun is serving.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
The S and SPF is for slay. Okay, anyway.
Oh, and the F is for... Anyway, here we have a tweet that has done the rounds and already, I think, transformed the conversation around Drag Race. Miss Gia Gunn, someone play her vroom vroom already. She tweeted, "So happy to see a trans person on an actual season of Drag Race. The doors that I've opened, ... which truly did open some doors, some replies.
The girls.
And some quote tweets.
Yeah.
It's now very iconic. I think the biggest response was when Got Mick replied, "I love my fake season," which has 26,000 likes already.
Oh.
Kylie Sonique Love, also a gif of herself pointing at herself. There have been plenty. Peppermint, of course.
Carmen.
Right. There have been plenty of moments throughout the whole series, and also international and all stars. But Miss Gia Gun Gun, gorgeous, gorgeous girls love taking credit.
I have to stand. She's kind of a villain, and yes. I love it.
Yes. She just says shit, and it's iconic.
Yeah.
This has already changed the language around Drag Race memes, because people are starting to say, like, Gia Gunn opened the door for, like, anything now. So they're just like, oh, well, thank Gia Gunn for that. It's really good. So
they'll probably reference it at some point now in the actual season.
I think so. She has given us so, so much, not only on the show, but, like, every time Trixie and Katya have dropped a nugget of something that she has said. Do you believe in milk and cookies? And at this point, Trix, the dolls are the dolls. That's it. It's really good reality TV, mm-hmm. and just memes.
It's so entertaining. Ugh. We love.
We love.
Oh, my God. Ew, I can't believe I just said that.
Griff, Griff, Gia Gunn.
Not the impact.
Crossover would rattle the world.
Yeah.
We love. The
With
dolls
the Saturday
the
gay.
Dolls. Yeah. Oh. We love Saturdays.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Concept. Yeah, but the backlash was for fun. We're just having fun.
Yeah, it's not that serious.
It's not that serious. Anyone who took it seriously is not our kind of fan.
Oh, people taking things seriously on Twitter?
Internet?
Never.
I never heard of that.
Never seen it.
Never encountered it. Speaking of Drag Race, you may or may not know, but I am doing weekly mucaps.
Won't you tell everybody what that is?
Reviews of Drag Race Season 14 in full swing. We've just wrapped up part two of the premiere, and you can find that if you are a Patreon Legends only fan on the Legends and Icon tiers. All you gotta do is sign up at patreon.com/legendsonly, where you can sign up on the Legends or Icon tier,
yeah,
to hear any of our 50 plus bonus
Eight
episodes,
new bonus episodes.
Eight.
This month alone.
Well, we did eight.
Just from the past however many days there's been so far.
Yes, we are ramping up the content.
Mm-hmm.
Solo ventures, bonus,
yeah,
of something
eras.
More personal. Yeah, mm-hmm. We are both making our solo debuts.
Who would you be if you went solo from a group?
Oh.
I feel like I'd be Aubrey O'Day.
Yes, you would.
Yeah.
You'd drop automatic,
mm-hmm.
and then you would disappear, but then you would do like a dumb blonde moment. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I probably would be Nadine. I would drop a Tesco-only album, and then I would rebrand as Mew Mew's 2.0 for one dance bop, and then I return a couple years later. So similar mm-hmm. vibes.
Yeah.
Nadine, for sure. But anyway, yeah, we're pumping out the bonus episodes on the Legends and Icon tiers. So
yeah. And live chat incoming for the Icon tier.
That's right.
Soon.
End of every month.
And we're going to be talking about you girls in a little bit.
We Stay sure tuned. Fucking are. Behave yourself.
You're not off the hook yet.
Oh, well.
Speaking of legends.
My Stephanie Giramato.
I'm going to be really sad when this era is over.
Me too. Although not really, because then it means we'll get another era.
That's true. But this is a good one.
It is.
The House of Gucci Oscars campaign has been going on for about a year now. And we have been blessed with at least two incredible moments. Three, I think, actually, this week.
Alone. Yeah.
Obviously.
48 hours.
From researching the insurrection and being a combat journalist to...
She spilled there.
She did spell.
That was a relatable quote.
To be a combat journalist?
Yeah, well, no. I don't want to do that.
Okay.
I want to be sneaky.
Sneak, sneak, the sneak to get sneaky.
Yeah. Like, I want to be the one on the computer.
Yeah, you do.
So bad.
Very Biba. Biba Rexy.
Boba T-Rexa.
Boba T-Rexa being that little researcher. Okay. Well, you did always say you want to be in the FBI. If you aren't already, we don't know. We don't know. Oh, she's silent.
I'm not in the fucking FBI.
Well, blink twice if you are. Oh. Oh. Anyway, so T. Kyle's in the FBI. And anyway, speaking of...
Let's talk about the F word.
So Gaga's covered in flies.
Yeah, this is certainly
that
a
is the F word that we're talking about. Obviously, fruit flies.
Can you explain this? Because I saw the quote and I was like...
So she said while she was wrapping up the film that swarms of flies were following her. And she knew that she had to wrap things up on this movie and move on from the energy of this film.
That's so rude to the little monsters to call them that.
Really is. There's a better way to phrase fandoms than little flies.
Yes!
It happens. It's probably just...
Isn't that a thing that witches do?
Well, it's the thing that, like, if you, like, in Poltergeist or The Exorcist, like, if there's demonic energy, you're supposed to have flies landing on you. That's the whole thing. And I just think she probably had a bottle of the Fame perfume on her that expired. Remember that?
Yeah.
The unisex.
The foam.
The foam.
As Nicki Minaj show would
call it. Fragrance that smelled like, what did she say? It was like.
She didn't like it, right? Didn't she hate it?
No, I think she loved it. But I think she said it smelled like something horrible. It was like blood, semen, and something else. It was. The description was like, I can't believe this didn't sell.
Sounds like a night at the Queue.
The Fame, sponsored by the Queue, basically. So, swarmed by flies. And also, in an iconic moment, she had a round table with the leading actresses that are, you know, in contention for the best actress at Oscars. And she's sitting there with Kirsten Dunst, Kristen Stewart, Jennifer Hudson.
Mm-hmm.
And she...
We forget to seek out icons that are already all around us.
Surrounded by icons and legends. And like an overeager class participant shares with the class. Does anybody hear... feel like they're drunk drinking the prop wine?
The best part about this is the reactions from everyone.
Every single square is a moment.
Mm-hmm. Every square is a meme.
Yes. But for me, of course, the favorite is Jennifer Hudson clutching her chest and just doing
and
a shake.
Slowly switching to a no.
A shake of a no. Like, this poor child. Kirsten Dunst breaking and being the one to be like, no. Was also fantastic.
Well, you know what? Maybe if they were good actresses, they would feel drunk drinking the prop wine.
Lady Gaga.
And that's why Lady Gaga's going to win and you're not.
They're jealous. They're shocking.
Aren't they all like Oscar award winners?
Yeah, pretty. Yeah, I feel like. Yeah. But they.
What did Kirsten Dunst win an Oscar for? Bring It On.
She should have. But there was other things. Maybe Virgin Suicides? No, I don't know. Somebody's like kicking themselves right now listening to
us. Should we talk about what Jennifer Hudson won an Oscar for?
Dream Girls.
Oh, wasn't that an iconic era?
It really was.
Oh, I loved. Oh, and that performance when she outshined Beyonce.
It should have been.
Let's talk about it.
Oh. She should have EGOT'd on the night that it was, oh my God, where she sang I Have Nothing.
Yep.
Anyway, what an iconic moment for Gaga to
Spotlight.
Just. Spotlight. Oh, yeah. The
Oscar.
David Guetta collab.
Yep. And Grammy.
Oh, we're just saying words now.
Did Spotlight not win a Grammy?
Oh, I think.
Should have.
Well.
In my mind, it did.
Night of Your Life, though, with Guetta.
Oh.
Come on. Night of Your Life. Life.
Oh, my God. It takes me back to the Ritz.
It's
2011.
So the Ritz. That David Guetta album, top to bottom, and plenty of bottoms, Ritz.
Yep.
All of it. Ugh, takes me back. It also takes me back to 2011. Born This Way, back to Gaga, hands in her face, just shamefully, bashfully embarrassed by her admission that she's drunk off prop wine. Great memes of her being drunk, though. her being plastered coming out of the club, and they're like,
oh yeah,
drunk off the prop wine.
There's so many good photos.
There really are. She discovered the placebo effect. She's a legend.
Yeah, it's a thing.
It is a thing.
She's an actress.
It's called acting. I'm acting. Watch out for the other girls pretending they're drunk on set.
Yeah.
Oh, God. And also a quick shout out to the Salma Hayek and Gaga interviews that they've been doing. This buddy comedy / they should both host a late night show where Salma is just like holding on to dear life for Gaga, being like, ah, feminine energy on the set. And Gaga's just like not blinking and nodding. It's so funny, all of this. I'm going to miss it. It's just, she's so good in actress mode.
It's hilarious. It's so entertaining.
Completely over the top. She was crying, gagging, shitting, vomiting every time she shoots a single scene. She was almost dead. They had a therapist on set. Every scene she's like.
Now, is there going to be an actual ceremony of the Oscars?
So I think it's delayed. But yeah, I think it is happening.
We need her there.
We do need her there. We need a House of Gucci performance somehow.
Yeah.
As Patrizia. We'll see. Patrizia singing Donatella. There we go. That's Italian enough.
Bop.
Mm-hmm.
Well, speaking of House Gucci, it received an Icon Something of the Moment Award at the Palm Springs.
See, I thought this was our icons giving it an award in the Discord.
Oh, no. They will.
Okay, yeah.
And we will probably at the end of the year.
Yes.
But this is an actual, I think it's like the Palm Springs something.
Yes, the Palm Springs Film Festival.
Mm-hmm. Lisa Vanderpump won this. I don't know. There's something about like a Palm Springs.
Yeah, no, it's a thing.
It's just like gays like get together and call people icons.
Yeah.
Which,
well,
welcome
to the podcast.
But there are so many moments from this that are just incredible.
I've always wanted to redefine what it means to be an icon.
Probably the best one is,
I think sometimes we focus so much on a singular icon, someone like me.
That's really just the kicker. Someone like me.
Someone like me? Love that. That was a great speech.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Expect many more to come.
Oh, yes.
Because the other thing is, you really have to think about it. The producers know at this point what a show she brings and all of this. So, of course, they're going to like nominate for every single award show, I feel, because you're going to get this whole show that comes with you. The Gaga experience brings the views.
The enigma.
It brings the enigma.
The LGBTQ plus community, the artistic community.
The rat community. The fly community. She's had rats, flies, monsters.
Oscars.
Following her.
Grammys. Gays.
I'm just thinking of the moment she threw her flowers at the fans.
Oh, yeah.
Departing Italy. And they all flocked like seagulls.
Yeah.
Gaga! 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 Oh, Lord. Well, speaking of icons and legends, if anyone's been watching, now you still, I remember you don't watch And Just Like That. It is a...
No.
At this point, it is a shared trauma week by week as the girls dive deeper and deeper into insanity.
Can I ask a question? Because I don't watch, but I see clips and screenshots and everything. Is this entire show filmed on a green screen?
No, but yes. It's like, I think they cut some corners.
Okay.
I think the pandemic probably was to count for something. I think they were probably trying to give it the
crowds
experience, the crowds as well.
Yeah.
I actually was talking to somebody who was working on the set that when they would do those outdoor shoots or the cafe shoots, like you can see in like the far off distance, like people with their phones out, like taking pics and stuff. Like, it caused a panic because Sex and the City shooting again, like everyone's going to flock and see. So they probably had to cut some creative corners here and there. But also it is pure chaos, and the storylines are just, every week everyone is a little rattled. There's one character who runs a podcast, They Who Shall Not Be Named, who has like really thrown a wrench into the whole show, I will say.
Got it.
But
multiple people have told me to watch this, knowing that I have no
experience. Yeah, I think you could. You definitely could. it's definitely something that there's context would be nice, but you don't have to, because you can generally get the vibe of the four, well, three friends left and their dynamic. So, yeah, I recommend it. But in the latest episode, Charlotte is having a chat with her husband and standing up for herself because she shoves him in a tennis match and doesn't say sorry because they were playing a game. And she's tired of apologizing like a woman in this world. And so she says, like Demi Lovato says, sorry, not sorry. Except she says, like, Demi Lovato. Like, she says it so weird.
I saw the thing on your story, yeah. And I was like, no.
Yeah, oh, yeah. It's also, like, a six-year-old reference at this point, because that came out, like, 2014, 15?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Maybe a little sooner, but, oh, it was a crit. The whole
show. Think of the face plant into the pool.
Yeah. Oh, no, not that.
Or was that cool for the summer?
That was cool for the summer.
Bop.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Iconic.
Don't tell your mother.
There's so much hate in this world. Rat. And it's just like boom, 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 boom.
Oh, God. Yeah. So we got a Demi reference, and Demi got a large spider tattoo on the skull. Did you see that?
No.
Just a big old spider.
How do you put a tattoo on the skull?
Well, you took the tattoo gun and you put it on your head.
Oh, you mean like scalp?
Oh, yeah.
Not like skull?
Like shaved the side of the head and there's a spider.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could do that.
Oh, yeah. You can tattoo anything you want. Trust me. I've seen some things.
Oh, yeah. The Born This Way one?
No, not that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talented, brilliant, incredible.
I forgot about that.
I didn't. Rated R gay, that one.
Oh, yeah. I've done that too. Done him too, I should say. Sometimes you just find tattoos on...
Oh my God, really?
Well, not all the way. Anyway, yes.
You have one too.
Not of Born This Way.
No, but like of a Queen of Pop.
That's true. That is very true.
I am an untatted legend.
You are.
I'm a conservative mommy. I don't believe anything is permanent.
Well, nothing is permanent. But they could be talking about your Legends binder when they go home to their friends.
It's hidden.
Well, only the select few get to see it.
Yeah, no one. Mm. Mm-hmm. Only Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah. That's pretty legendary if you ask me.
Flipped through it.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of legends tattooed on me, it's a good segue, actually, to a legend who's been making plenty of headlines this week, but so has her sister. Mm-hmm. Miss Britney Spears, who we hope is... down from this fever, 104.
Yeah.
And got her a leave. She did tweet that she got her a leave.
We are frightened of Cornova.
Yeah, but...
We got to send her a Binax now. Not sponsored.
We do have to send a Binax and a leave. We have to set her up with Uber Eats.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, just order it from Seamless or something. Like, I don't know if the security guard's not going to go. And Sam, where's Sam? Well, he eventually got it. But, you know, there's some things I think she's got to find out that she can have that leave delivered right to her door. So anyway, but that really wasn't the main point of that notes app. Somebody has decided to probably the worst timing possible if you're going to release a book at all, release a book. Miss Jamie Lynn Spears has decided to release a memoir called Things I Should Have Said. It should have been called Things I Probably Should Have Just Not Published.
Waited a little time.
The thing is, we don't have to drag because the entire world dragged already.
It's been universally,
oh, just threw them up. It reminds me of that one, which we need to put on the soundboard. It was bad for her. It was really bad for her. And yes, I did share the shady tweets and memes.
What's that from?
It's just this girl talking on a live stream and she's like, it was bad for her. It was really bad for her. And yes, yeah. I did. It was bad for Jamie Lynn. No sympathy whatsoever because she's the one who wrote the book. So you're going to get a public response if you want people to pay for a book. We get a notes app response from Britney. We get a note from Jamie Lynn. We get another note from Britney. And not to bring the mood down, but I think the tweets, the memes and stuff are funny of dragging Jamie Lynn. But at the end of the day, I am like pretty sad for Britney because her whole family... The snakery and the shadiness of it all and the fame of it all, you know, breaking this family apart is very sad to me because at the end of the day, that was her family and a lot of the times in this world, the family that we're born into is not the family we end up with, and we have a chosen family that we eventually find because they could not be their family for us. And this is not even unique. Like, Mariah wrote about it in her book. Madonna's had issues with her siblings, Beyonce and her father, Rihanna. Like, actually, a lot of our legends. You know, as angry as she has right to be right now, like, at the same time, I just feel very sad, because that's a sad thing to not be able to trust, and to have been hurt and sabotaged and thrown under the bus by your own family is just really sad. So I just hope she is happy and, you know, safe and everything, and that she's building a family, a chosen family around her that can give her what her real family is not. Because it sucks. It just, I guess I just feel really sad watching it all play out like
this.
It
is.
Like,
there's tragedy in it.
There is
sad.
Definitely. Yeah. I don't, you know, I don't want to like bring the mood down too much, but, you know, it sucks. And no sympathy to Jamie Lynn. Like, it didn't have to happen if you didn't put out a fucking book. Like, please. It's just so stupid. And so much of what her family has done is so stupid that I don't even like have the words for it.
Yeah.
It's just like clownery. It's pure clownery. So it just speaks to their actual relationship, because I don't think you're that close with somebody if you're not going to be like, hey, I'm going to talk about some traumatizing incidents.
And not tell you.
And not tell you.
And then put it out.
Whether or not it's, you know, and now there's debate about the truth of a lot of the book, because another co-star also said that there was, you know, that it was lies in the book. So it's not looking good for Jamie Lynn by any means. Nobody wants buy the book. I think some people have like scanned the relevant pages about Britney, but you know, I'm not interested in reading the book. I'm not interested in engaging with it, giving it more of a platform than it, you know, I hope it all goes away. And I think the world can all agree. Everyone's only wants to hear what Britney has to say.
If anything, she doesn't owe us anything.
We're not owed anything. We don't need to hear from Jamie Lynn right now.
No.
So,
I did think a lot about the Mariah book.
That's what I kept thinking about.
It's like, she obviously said things about her mother.
Yeah.
They're in an okay relationship now, Mariah and her mother now, right? Mm-hmm.
I think.
She has boundaries.
Yep, yep.
They have boundaries as family members. She doesn't call her mother.
Yeah.
She calls her by her name.
Yes, that's right.
But she still is honest in it.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, how many years after they've worked on their healing?
Yeah.
This is just not that.
No.
It's been a month since the conservatorship was dissolved, and it's still being worked out. And now you want to.
That's the
talk
other thing is
it.
Like,
what?
Why? Yeah, if you're going to talk about it at all in your book, why don't you also include like that, or like have some? There's just no perspective.
No,
there's no there's no time to like reflect right now that could have been in that book, which was already written, as far as I know, for like a while. They just kept like kicking it down the road. Also, like possibly originally called like
a song lyric.
A song lyric, right? Yeah. Like, I still believe, no.
Which her quote about, sorry to burst your bubble, but this isn't about you, referring to Britney. It's like, you literally named it using one of your sister's song lyrics 6 months ago until you got scalped for the first time.
Right. It was a, quote, placeholder title. It's like,
no, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't. It sucks. It really sucks. I hate it. And I do hate that it is playing out publicly, because obviously the sort of like Real Housewives of it all, of people to latch onto the fighting is upsetting.
I actually don't find the memes funny. Because here's my whole thing with this. I'm operating on the mindset of starve the beast.
Yeah.
I'm not going to click the links. I don't click TMZ. I don't click Radar Online. I don't click any press article about Britney at all. No YouTube videos, nothing. Same with this book. I'm not going to buy it. I'm not going to click it. I'm not going to go to the publisher website. I'm not going to go on Amazon. I'm not going to leave it a review. It is getting zero engagement from me. This is the first and last time I'm talking about it. I'm not going to tweet about it. I'm not going to Instagram about it. We are starving the beast.
No, I
think
feel this.
It goes back to like engagement on social media when people quote retweet something.
Somebody hateful.
You're engaging in it.
Yeah.
That's what the publisher wants. That's what the tweeter wants. Like,
right.
I don't know.
Everyone's got a right to feel how they want to feel and engage with it as they want to engage. But I definitely understand that angle of it, too. It's playing out publicly, so of course it's going to be covered. You know, that's the problem. I think it's very clear that people ultimately care about Britney, and so that's why everything is happening the way it's happening.
I hope they heal one day down the line.
Yeah, I mean,
that's me being old and like, yeah, you know,
yeah.
When you have a parent that's battling cancer, the way you look at family changes.
No, for
sure. So I hope for their kids and the cousins and the two of them who have the same abusive father,
right,
can heal in some way.
That's the other thing too, and it goes back to like our hesitance from the beginning of. Makes me uncomfortable to like weigh in too much on family drama, but I hope that there can be peace of some sort or some sort of whatever too, because it is, as I said, very sad to watch sisters fight, let alone, you know.
I thought we were sisters.
Exactly. So anyway, sending love to Britney and... Yeah, God, what?
She said she's logging out of Instagram, so...
She did. Actually, she posted more, but she continued to have no comments, which we love.
Oh, I do love that.
Yeah.
It feels more peaceful.
It does.
Not seeing the comments already.
It does. And
shut the fuck up about Britney!
New podcast.
That podcast is... Long gone. She is dead and over. Sorry. I know the girls love it, but...
Yeah.
Nope.
Different times. You live and learn. Anyway, in lighter news, the girls, speaking of their love for Britney, have engaged in a game on Discord. Now, one of the things I'm proudest of, actually, about the podcast is not only that we've been in the game 2 or 3 years strong now, but we've also cultivated quite a audience and a community on Discord to the point where we can have games playing.
Yeah.
It is an active community. I highly encourage everyone to jump in and just, like, chat along with everyone. But one of the games that we've included now, thanks to moderator Randall, is Music Survivor.
Yeah.
And this week was Britney's Glory Survivor Edition, where the girls voted one by one a song off the island.
They did.
And I think T. Kyle and I, we're not partaking, but we are observing.
Oh, I voted.
I thought we were like letting them do it.
No, I was voting. And then my pick for the best song on Glory, which is Just Love Me.
Uh-huh.
And that is simply a fact. And if you disagree, you're wrong.
Right.
Once that was eliminated, I left the chat.
Got you.
Yep.
Well, we're going to go through the results really fast right here because I find the order of it very curious. Everybody has one. okay. And this does include the newest... bonus tracks and whatever. So the first one off the island, it looks like, was Matches.
Fair. I voted for that first. Yep. Yep.
That's a fair one. It's half not even her. You know, it's Backstreet. What You Need.
Also voted for that one next.
Sure.
Yep.
Sure. We love an experimental vocal moment, but yep. Next, a double elimination, a double Chante, a sachet rather, Coupure Électrique and Hard to Forget Ya.
The first one, yes.
Okay.
But Hard to Forget Ya this early?
It is surprising to me. I am surprised. But honestly, I am very oddly a Coupure stan, so I'm mad about this as well. Then we move on to another double elimination, Better and Private Show, which I could see it. We're getting closer now. Love Me Down out next. I'm actually surprised. I thought the girls loved that song, but I'm not as into it, but
The whole album's iconic, so it's like, you know, these are all
We're splitting hairs here. This is Drag Race All-Stars eliminations. But then we get a triple elimination next of Clumsy, Invitation, and Liar. I do love Liar very much. Clumsy, I actually thought should have gone sooner.
Yeah.
And I'm the one who overhyped it famously when I got to listen to it. But yeah, it's fine.
I think Clumsy had a moment because it was performed live.
Okay.
But in theory is not... In the better half of,
Well, then we get Swimming in the Stars next.
Bop.
Yeah, we're getting close to like really difficult choices now.
A late entry.
Uh-huh.
An unreleased, later re-released edition.
Yes.
Bop. Mackie
now here's the point where you jumped off the chat. Mm-hmm. A horrific triple elimination of If I'm Dancing, Just Love Me, and Make Me.
Death to all of them.
I don't know what happened here.
That's the top three right there.
It's up there. I mean, If I'm Dancing has to sail to the finals. Just Love Me has to sail.
This is
the
like
finals.
That week on American Idol when
this is Jennifer Hudson.
Yes.
Who else was it?
Fantasia. LaToya London.
Same thing.
Reference.
It is a reference, but it's an accurate reference. The next is Just Like Me, which I don't know how that made it past Just Love Me.
Yeah.
Then came Slumber Party. Sure. I mean, we're almost at the end here, so yeah, yeah. Change Your Mind, No Seas Cortez.
Bop.
That's a tough one. Yeah, yeah. That's then Mood Ring.
Bop.
Which absolutely should be up there. And in the final two, the runner up, Man on the Moon, you know,
bop.
Personal.
I mean,
yeah, bop, bop, bop. Very personal. And the winner of Glory Survivor Edition, Do You Wanna Come Over?
What was that?
The girls are horny, I guess, because the Grindr anthem won.
Uh-huh. I mean, they're all fucking good.
They're all amazing. We're not actually, I mean, we'll ban some of you, but yes. We're not actually mad.
Some of you will be banned tomorrow.
You will be banned and blocked, but thank you for playing.
Should she suffer?
Oh, God. You'll have to wear a sandwich board around the town that says, like, I voted for Clumsy over Just Love Me. Oh, God.
Matches Stan. Yeah.
Tomato, tomato,
like
tomato.
Letter A. Yeah. Yeah.
But these are very entertaining results. We enjoyed this. We'll have to do this for more iconic albums down the road.
Britney Jean next.
Britney Jean. Yeah. Boot.
Yeah. Yeah. All songs eliminated in yeah. first round.
Guess what's going first? Chilling With You. It should honestly just be pulled off streaming.
I mean, does this or does this not further validate our theory that Britney never sang on the song ever to begin with?
Like, I mean.
Because she also said in Instagram, and then we'll get off of this subject, that she had her first glass of red wine ever. But
that's
she's
right.
singing on Chilling With You, and like, I drank some red wine.
Right.
No, you didn't.
You didn't at the time. Well.
Anyway.
All right. Well.
Well, from the queen of fashion shows.
Yes.
To actual fashion.
Uh-huh.
Ladies, I think it's time for
high fashion. So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome.
This is a billboard.
This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
Some legends.
We are getting closer and closer to the debut of this.
The Janissance
of the two-day event, Lifetime A&E Janet documentary series happening later this month. And to honor that, Janet is doing a little bit of promo, including a photo shoot for Allure, where she is giving you legitimately high fashion. This is a
Slay!
Shoot. This is a look. This is fantastic. We have the cover. We have some very high fashion looks. I'm very into this whole thing. And I mean, honestly, she's such an elusive chanteuse that it's just shocking that she's even done anything. But yeah, we got the puffy jacket on the cover. Long may she reign. Next level spa experiences also as the next story, which somebody pointed out, clearly I impacted that. Really good, like puffy, strange looks, kind of giving Star Wars Bjork a little bit, very futuristic. Yeah, like warrior chic. She'll be in the next Star Wars. So Star Warrior Jackson. I don't watch Star Wars, but she'll Jar Jar Binks will be her backup dancer. And she will serve with C-3PO.
Jan Jan Binks.
Slay.
Yeah, so we had that. And then we have another legend who's heating things up.
We do. AIS está comenzando.
I hope love I said your that right. Spanish. Yes.
I think I do. I can, you know.
You
I
can
know
get
what
around.
It means. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know how to say she's starting in Spanish.
Yeah.
And I already forgot to say, how are you a top?
It is un activo.
Yes, there we go.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally like three words and I can't remember it. Yes, my high fashion for this week goes to Xtina again.
Yeah.
For the teaser photos from the upcoming music video that's dropping next week.
Mm-hmm.
Santo.
With Ozuna. Very hot.
Now, what does that mean?
Santo?
Yeah.
Saint?
Oh. Oh.
Wait.
Maybe she's no saint.
I think that's going to be the case because I'm looking at the other. There's a second promo photo. Yeah, she's kind of giving you. You're the devil. You're wearing red.
Yeah.
So I don't think she's a santo.
No.
She might be the Diablo.
Ooh.
We'll have to see. It's looking good, though. I mean, the looks for Extina en Español Era Dos, it has been really incredible.
So good.
So we're looking forward to Mi Reflejo Dos, whatever this is going to be.
I feel like the EP is going to be out. That's
yeah.
three songs.
We got three songs.
Enough?
We just need another. It's one more. Got an EP.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have to see.
Genie 3.0.
Genie 3.
That she did. There's the EP. Where is
Genio
it?
Genio Atrapado.
Hit
yes.
upload. It's not that hard.
Mm-hmm. We need it. We do need it. But we're excited. We're excited for our legends to come. So those are our looks. And tonight, I'm feeling a little bit iconic.
Speaking of being out of control.
The LGBTQ plus community. The artistic community.
The Griff Griff community.
Yes, they're all over TikTok. It's time for some TikTok talk.
TikTok talk. Yeah, Griff Griff. How did I know that she was a Capricorn like me? I just felt it in my soul.
Now, what are Capricorns? Like, what are they known for? I feel like we might have talked
evil.
About this.
I don't know why, but I know that, like, Capricorn men ain't shit. I don't remember. I think, or maybe just people have told me that about myself. But otherwise, it's serious, stubborn, loyal, though. Loyal, brave, and true. And, like, money-oriented and career-oriented. I think the biggest thing is, like, I'm told that it's, like, extremely career-focused to a fault. Money focused to a fault, like
check,
trying to get that check over.
You watching those like straight men YouTubers yep. that you send me about yep. like saving.
Savings,
and I'm like, what is this?
401ks, yep.
Yeah.
And serious, dry, sarcastic.
That adds up.
Yeah.
Check.
And I kind of feel like Griff Griff's humor is that too. Like,
yeah.
if he knows that it's humor.
I can't tell.
I can no longer tell. Because today's, by the way, threw me for a loop. Did you see the library
no,
one?
I haven't seen it. Should I watch live?
I think
live
we need
reaction?
To do a live reaction.
Okay. Tonight, I went to Nomad Library inside the park in Las Vegas, Nevada with a longtime bestie. The vibes in here took me straight to a library. We started off with a round of protein shots, and for the main, spring vino and creamy pasta, it was all so delish. Headed over to the club and partied with all the gays. Had some more drinks, of course, but an iconic night. We left.
I love that the library was giving library.
Library vibes.
Set to the motto by Ava Max.
I mean, Griff Griff is really, he gets it. He is.
It sends me.
The new mascot of the pod, honestly.
Protein this is what shots. I wish I was like 10 years ago.
He's living the life we could only dream of.
I know. But the best
party
one
with some gays
was with going to the
Pearl Harbor Memorial.
Yeah. What an iconic memorial.
What an iconic memorial.
Let's pay my
Relax.
Respects. In a mesh mask that's made out of diamonds.
You know, even though he's just a left lane artsy fartsy find for us right now, I know there will come a time when like one of his is going to hit in such a way that he becomes huge.
Oh, yeah.
Like that's the magic also is like, we know this is coming.
Yep.
Like I feel like we've discovered gold.
Yes.
And it's going to. He's going to go viral.
Took me right back to being eight.
He's going
to
get into like a feud with like Christian Walker or something. I don't know. It's going to be
He's
big.
So unbothered.
That's true. He has nothing to say about anything.
Also, the outfit when he was at Louis Vuitton on his birthday.
Oh.
Iconic.
Serving. Serving looks stunting pretty. She's yeah. the bitch from every city.
Las Vegas city.
I guess so. She's
LV.
Everywhere. Yeah, she was at Piranha, which I vaguely remember being at.
Yes.
Yeah.
We did go to Piranha.
That was the two-floor one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I had a panic attack.
And I didn't know.
Yep.
Yep.
I hit it well.
Yeah, you sure did. Not that I would have noticed anything. But
this is when I was still getting panic attacks.
You could have been
from
openly
heights.
Weeping, and I would be like, we love.
What an iconic night at Piranha. See Kyle sobbing to Jack Queens, had a panic attack. It was like kind of scary.
Made out with a guy. Don't remember it. Somebody's ball fell out on stage. We love.
Oh, yeah. Almost died. We love.
Oh, if only we had it then.
Let's go to the Katy Perry show with Griff Griff.
Oh my God, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Also, just a quick shout out to a relatively new find who has been kept on popping up on the For You page until I finally followed. Hal Batty.
Oh.
The dolls are the dolls. She's famous for having the selfie stick She's walking around. Oh. And she's just like, it's giving Met Gala. It's a moment. Yeah, she is in some country. I'm not sure. She's just navigating it. And she's also going to have a moment, I think, for sure. Hal, H-A-L dot baddie. Check her out. She's having a grand old time traveling the world. Honestly, Griff could meet up with her.
I love an unfiltered, just like casual legend.
Yeah.
Being themselves.
Yeah.
Not overthinking it.
Oh, completely.
Ugh, goals.
Oh my God. We love. We love. Well, we do have some new music this week, but the girls are still sort of like nursing their New Year's Eve hangovers. And I wouldn't say anything's in full swing right now.
No, everyone's still shook from the weekend.
Yeah, I think.
Like the guy, not the.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Is actually true. I didn't even think of that, that like the girls might have literally cleared their schedules so that they couldn't.
Yeah.
That they wouldn't compete with The Weeknd in a similar Adele sort of way.
When my release radar barely updated, I was like, oh, yeah, the girls were shook.
They said not this week.
Nope.
Yeah. But we did get some contenders, including most unexpectedly Snoop Dogg and Heidi Klum. This is her second song on Spotify, but her first like pop bop, dance pop bop.
Wait, did it go out on Spotify?
Oh, yes.
Oh, I thought it was only on YouTube.
Oh, no. She's a stream queen. She is right there. She's got two songs. One is
Heidi Klum, artist.
Artiste. Except, you know what?
Do you remember Wonderland?
Yeah, I do remember Wonderland.
Bop. I have a traumatizing experience about this song, actually. Well, not traumatizing. That's dramatic.
Okay.
I was in college. I had this set as my ringtone because it was Christmas time.
Uh-huh.
I was in a crowded elevator and it went off and everyone looked at me and I was horrified.
Yeah, that was all the way back in 2006, it looks like. I've had that happen though.
In the D building.
Oh, I bet it was the D building.
No, it was like if you went to FIT.
Oh.
If you get it, you get it.
The girls
if
that get the D, get the D. Yeah. The girls that don't.
It was not an A, B, or C. C is where we would hang out in the front.
Okay.
This is in the D building.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, if you get it, you get it. If you don't, you don't.
All right. And so we have Heidi Klum and Snoop Dogg giving us an unexpected dance bop called Chai Tea with Heidi.
Bop.
Bop. Honestly, a bop. I was very surprised because I didn't know what to expect going into this. So it samples Rod Stewart's Baby Jane, and it's honestly of the level of like a really good Heidi Montag or a Paris.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
Now, why did this come out?
I don't know. I read.
Are they doing a show together or something?
I read an interview and she was just like, oh, I've always dreamed of doing this and I wanted to do this. Probably, though. I mean,
yeah,
they do TV so much. I bet maybe there's some sort of collab in the works on the show. But Snoop, I remember Wet. I just want to make you wet.
Bop.
Snoop has some EDM moments, actually. Yeah. So.
He's also really nice.
For a man,
yeah.
Every we kind of stand.
Be at Watch What Happens Live,
mm-hmm.
He was always so nice.
I mean, he has to be because he's so busy all the time. That's always the sign. Is like, if they're in everything, people like working with you.
Yeah.
And he did that Martha show.
Yeah.
Like,
everyone just loves him.
Everyone loves him. So, and honestly, on a song, he's a fun time.
Yeah.
Including this one. We love. Shout out to Heidi. Honestly, I don't know what comes of this next, but like, if you feel it.
Full album?
Keep going. Honestly, I think if it all sounds like this, I would love. Speaking of.
When is Tyra going to put her single Spotify?
Probably hiding right now because I feel like there's a big like cancel of Tyra happening on TikTok.
Oh, yeah. The kids can't.
They can't take America's Next Top Model.
No.
But I don't think she actually wants to like acknowledge that song, unfortunately, which is surprising. But you think she would do it by now.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a production issue. I don't know.
Probably.
Well, speaking of true singers,
mm-hmm.
Obsessed with the next person we're talking about. Now, this isn't necessarily new, but it is getting more and more loud on gay Twitter. Addison Rae, queen, he's all that actress, TikTok star, obsessed chanteuse. I got it bad. Now, have you heard the snippets?
Yes.
This could be a fucking hit. Like, it's so good. There's like 40 seconds of it or more out there at this point. They've combined all of her little snippets. It's really good. And I do think it's, we're at the point where we need to sort of like start a change.org petition or just bully her, because it's not, it's been like 6 months, 8 months of her teasing this shit.
Well, the problem is that everyone did bully her after the last song, and now she doesn't want to be a pop star anymore.
Yeah, I guess that might be a little bit true. Hopefully Charlie XCX, her new best friend, could convince her to put this out, which I possibly...
Addie XCX.
Might have been responsible for producing this. I'm not sure. I know they've openly said they've done stuff together, so I don't know. It needs to come, though. It's really good. Every time I hear it, I'm like, fuck. It's one of those, I was going to say actress to singer singles, but it's not even an actress. It's just...
She's a dancer.
She's a dancer. She's a dancer girl. But it's good.
Okay. If you can take a second. And I said, me too. Bob.
Throws off.
I don't even care anymore.
We didn't know what we had until we lost it.
I knew what we had.
I know.
I watched that fucking performance video so many times. Oh my God.
Oh, Addison,
come
back. I
am not ashamed anymore to admit it.
We little rays of light need you
She's
back.
She's laid. She was giving Jessica Simpson.
Goddess and Remaculate. Come back. Oh, God.
The kids these days just don't.
They don't appreciate art.
Get it.
They don't.
Everything is so serious.
Yeah.
At this point, I don't care.
Nope. Well, hopefully she'll come back.
Goddess and Slay.
Goddess and Slay. Oh, speaking of Godly and Slay, Jay. Allie and AJ are back with another song from their upcoming A Touch of the Beat Gets You Up on Your Feet, Gets You Out and Into the Sun.
Yeah.
Reissue called Dead on the Beach, which was T. Kyle after Asbury after a few rum buckets.
Oh, yeah, I was.
All I want to do is get dead on the beach.
I wasn't dead.
You were not dead.
I was
barefoot.
Unfortunately
very alive.
Yeah.
Very.
I was very vocal.
Yeah, she was vocal.
I was barefoot.
Yeah.
And funny.
Yeah.
I still have all those selfies from the selfie stick on my phone. Oh. And I'm like, what was I doing?
Dead on the beach is what you were not. I can say that. You were very alive by the pool.
Yeah.
New single.
Cool for the summer.
Cool for the summer. Fall on your face with your plate full of chicken nuggets.
Yeah, iconic. I want to do that again.
Summer 2022. The last good year, Asbury hit it.
Yeah. Don't even tell me that because...
No.
You know, I will like...
Yeah, we have to. Oh, yeah. Dead on the Beach. There's a man singing on this song, but it's good.
It's sad. It is sad.
It's very slow.
Yeah, it really takes down the mood.
It does take down the mood. But I like it. You know, if it's at the end of the summer vibes, I like that. We could just...
I don't want to think about that.
Okay. Well, we're in the dead of the summer right now. Please. I would take anything. But no, it's 12 degrees. Oh, well.
Back to December all the time.
We're getting to her. She's getting closer.
Are we? Taylor?
Why did I think we were talking about Kelly? Oh, my December. I was thinking of my December.
Oh, okay.
I got my December on the
brain. Oh, speaking of Taylor, that tweet you posted.
Which?
The Taylor Swift and Freddie Mercury hanging out. I was like, why is this something that I would say?
It definitely is. Yeah, Music Struggles on Twitter has been a goldmine of stan tweets gone wrong. Mm-hmm. I definitely recommend a follow.
Brilliant. Also, Unhinged Tweets.
Oh.
That account.
That's
is
good.
Iconic.
I have to look that one up.
Yeah.
Well.
I've curated my feed very well, and that is one that has stayed.
Stayed the test of time.
It's honestly Unhinged Tweets.
Yeah.
Hey Jay.
Oh, yeah.
And Yolanda Pfister.
These are
the
girls that get it.
The three accounts are the only accounts that keep me on that website. Shout out to y'all. You're fucking hilarious.
Legends Awards later this year. The LOs will be going to them. And we've got another contender for Album of the Year incoming. Miss Avril Lavigne announces her 7th studio album, Love Sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Which,
she's not wrong.
Could it be more Avril? And we have, did you see the album art?
Yes.
I honestly like it for Avril.
I love it. It's very Avril, but it's modern.
And
chic.
Also, this is way too deep, and I know this wasn't the meaning of it, but like she's holding up black balloons, and she's sitting on the floor with them. But the shadow on the red wall behind her looks like a couple kissing because of the balloons. So I thought like, oh, that's kind of cool. Like, I know that it probably isn't even intentional, but like it kind of looks like
there's intentional.
Yeah. I was like, that's cool. And then, of course, we get her straight out of 2007 logo. So and good. Love Sucks. This is the girls that get it. Get it.
They do.
We've got a 12-track album.
Such an era.
It was.
Ugh.
She's got Machine Gun Kelly, Black Bear, Mark Hoppus on this album. 12 tracks. There's a song called Boys Lie with boys spelled B-O-I-S.
Oh.
Well, she's not wrong. And the new song that just came out was called Love It When You Hate Me. And that's with Black Bear. A bratty track.
I love it.
Yep. Bringing us back to the pop punk days.
This is my track of the week.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
And some of my faves came out with new songs and I wasn't really, you know.
She wasn't feeling it.
Vibing it. But yeah. Like, this is, yeah.
It's good. I mean, the whole album altogether is going to be really good, I think. So I'm excited.
Also, I feel like the kids are taking well to Avril.
I think so, too. Because I think the pop punk thing happened. And she is obviously the godmother
yes.
of it. So they love. We love.
And it's coming back.
It is. Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh my God, she hasn't aged. She has not.
She has not.
No.
So she's hopping on that hype train. And she's like, yeah, I did this. I'll do it again.
20 years of Complicated incoming this Ooh. Year.
Oh.
I think. Right? 2002?
Or Let Go, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Deep wow. dive.
Deep dive.
I don't want to make any promises.
Don't want to make promises. Skater boys, listen up. Maybe so. Oh, one that I didn't put on here, but I do want to give a shout out because it's actually my track of the week and I didn't even get to put it on here. Argentinian queen of pop, La Reina de Argentina, Lali, is here with a song called Disciplina, which honestly gives me a hint of Britney Blackout vibes.
Oh,
that's chorus,
a saying.
The chorus of it is so hot. I love it. The beat drops and it's very
give
dark energy. I don't know if I could play a second of it, of just the beat drop, but
like a deep bass moment.
Yeah, like honestly, Ooh. You should hear this for yourself.
Disciplina. 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 Disciplina.
Okay, that kind of goes off.
Oh, yeah.
Disciplina.
It's, yeah.
And I know what that sound is now.
Oh, you could recreate it for sure.
It's an open hi-hat. Oh. I've been learning how to do drums this week.
We love to see
very
it.
Very complicated.
But anyway, this goes off the gym, goes off when you're dancing around your apartment, goes off. So Lali's done it again, raising the bar for all of us and doing it flawlessly.
Wow.
Yeah. We've got some things coming up.
We do.
Speaking of albums, so yes, we have the Avril Love Sucks album coming out February 25th. We have one of my queens coming up. Very excited about this for a variety of reasons. Hikaru Utada, Bad Mode album coming January 19th. And I will have more to say about it next week for sure.
I even bet some of you have called your best friend iconic.
More to come on that. But we also have what we've been waiting for a very long time. It's been, okay, Meaning of Life was 2000.
God. I don't know.
17, maybe?
I forget.
I don't know. 19?
15?
17. Okay, so 18, 19, 20. 5 years.
Wow.
Yeah. We don't count a Christmas album.
No.
It's been 5 years, and Kelly Clarkson has confirmed that the album is coming, and she teased a ton of things that she couldn't really discuss on a live stream, where she also sort of like vaguely dragged Dr. Luke. I don't know if you saw that part.
I didn't.
She talked about how she was thinking of somebody offered up the idea of her recreating, re-recording her old hits because she was taking questions. And she was like, that is an interesting idea because I like to think that my voice is a lot better and stronger reference than it was 20 years ago. So it'd be interesting to revisit some of my hits and even redo some of the ones. I love like 99% of my producers, but there's that 1% where I can't even listen to the songs because they just remind me of the days when they wouldn't let me out of the studio unless I got that yeah, yeah kind of voice. She said that. And I was like, I bet I know who you're talking about. She was basically saying that the producer who she did not name would make her do like a pop voice, like do a very like enunciated, like yeah kind of voice, which she resents, I think. And so maybe she'll reclaim some of those bops or do a different version.
Darker version.
Darker. Taylor's version, Kelly's version.
I'm here for it.
Definitely. I mean, she's certainly been doing
she's
that
doing
on the
with
show.
Literally every other iconic
doing
song
maybe,
to exist.
Doing all these deep cuts from the albums. We're so blessed. It could come.
Oh my God, deep house version of A Moment Like This.
Which I feel, I think she might be having, because I watched this a cappella group perform A Moment Like This on her show, which I feel like they would have like nixed if she didn't want that to happen or something. Because I remember, I think at the beginning, she was very, A Moment Like This is so cheesy, like whatever. But I think she's maybe come around on it. I don't know.
Yeah.
In a sort of like Mandy Moore hating Candy and then like finding love for it. Yeah. You have to embrace what it was. And honestly, it is a good cheesy song. So
it
whatever.
Is.
But so she said a few things are happening this year that are different for me.
She did. She dropped a couple vague hints, but they were kind of specific.
Yeah.
So the first thing is something that people have been asking for, quote, for quite some time, a few years now. I think that's the album.
Yes. Yeah. She was like, there's no secret. It's what you've been asking for. And she did say record later on in that stream. So album. She said she has like years of songs waiting to go. We're excited about that. But then she said there were two more things that were pretty big.
And one of them's coming before the thing that everyone's been waiting for. So I think there's like something big coming.
Yep.
Then album. Then something else. I don't know, though. What the hell could it be?
Well, I do think, I don't think the Vegas show ever, like, just because of the pandemic, I think maybe it was too far along to, like, completely give up on. So I do wonder if Vegas is coming back. Because that was a whole big production to just, like, throw in the towel for and not have it come back ever. So maybe it is coming in 2022. So
I could see that at the end of the year.
Yeah. Could be Vegas. Could be a tour proper.
But that's not different.
That's not different, though. Well, so Vegas would be
what
different
hasn't she
because
done?
She hasn't done
Deep House? What do you think it is?
I'm going
makeup?
Electronic.
No, it can't be makeup.
I pray not.
No, it's gonna be makeup. Oh, no, she's going to do...
No.
No, she's going to
do the
Invincible...
No.
The Invincible all-day mattifying foundation. No, it's happening.
No.
It's happening.
No. My December pink lipstick.
The Wrapped in Red collection.
No, don't say it.
It's happening.
No, we don't
Oh, my
like
God,
that.
I'm predicting it now. Oh, my God. That's the only thing that's been... Okay, here's... She's done
See,
Christmas.
I was thinking...
She's done books. She's an icon. She won American Idol. She is a voice coach.
You say she's done books, but I wonder if we're getting like a memoir. I don't know. Like we're getting like
too soon.
Something maybe.
The wake of the divorce. Well, some people like to put out books.
Some people like to put out books the second something happens. So.
Yeah.
Anyway. anyway.
I don't think
some people wait a lifetime for a moment like this. But
it's gonna be. She's done furniture. She's got chairs. Some of the girls.
She's got Wayfair. For some reason, the first thought that came to my mind was Broadway. I don't know why. The first time that she said something I've never done, I thought Broadway. And I don't
we
know
also
if that
have
means...
to think like location-wise.
I know, because she's in L.A.
She's in L.A., so Vegas would make sense.
Vegas can make sense. But I just wonder if she does a quick run of something, although there's nothing coming up that I would think that she would be in.
And they could always move her show to New York.
If anything, I would think of her being in something like Waitress.
Yeah.
Because I want her to EGOT, so I'm always like, oh, what can she do on theater, in theater world, that like would get her there? You know, I want her to get, you know... an Oscar-winning song, too, for a movie theme or something.
Ooh.
So,
deserves.
Oh, maybe it could even be that. Like, maybe, like, a soundtrack situation that isn't just, like, an animated kids show. Like, it would be cool if she had, like, a super power ballad for something serious.
The Bond theme.
God, that would be incredible.
Because she's already done acting, which, timeless.
Which she herself, like, has sort of wrote off, unless... she has had a change of heart.
Yeah.
She did not like that.
Something different.
Yeah.
It's hard because she's so multi-talented.
Yeah, but I don't think she wants to do certain things. So I don't know that she wants to, you know, like we said, acting. So I don't know. And I also don't think she is the type to, I really don't think, lean into something like the makeup, but I don't want to like jinx it.
She's literally like one of the only ones to not do it.
I know.
We have J-Lo Beauty. We have Rem. Kesha did it.
I know. She truly is.
Fenty. Fenty's getting stores. We need to riot at a Fenty store with
but like at the end of the day, signs. All of those girls truly to an element to some degree were sort of doing looks, doing it mattered about the makeup. Like, it has never mattered about Kelly's, like, looks. Like, nothing that...
Right.
Like, she is not technically even really anymore a pop star. She's a vocalist, I would say, sort of. So it's, like, in an Adele sort of way where it's, like, yeah, it's really not, like, I don't know. I don't want to jinx it. What is... Oh, God. Clarkson Beauty. Sign up now.
I'm predicting it right here, right now. Mm-hmm. Look at the song titles, the material.
Well, the material can lead to so many things.
Uh-huh.
I guess we'll have to wait and see, but I'm excited for her.
I hope the concealer you gave to her turns her cheekbones green. Oh, no. See, there's a concept. I need to stop giving away all my fucking genius ideas on this podcast.
When you think of her.
When Invincible Beauty drops.
You think of Tati? Anyway,
she could come out with a wine.
Oh, that is way closer to home. She talks about it. She loves it. I think that.
Whoa! I do not hook up. I just stay home. Wine.
Yeah. Chivas. She could have She could have
it's a little dark.
Yeah, that is dark. But she might not even do wine. She might do a hard liquor of some kind. I could see that. I kind of love that for her. Like a whiskey.
I mean, that's like a whole concept.
Clarkson whiskey. I can see that. Right? Southern. Something Southern.
Is whiskey Southern?
Isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Because of Kahlu.
That she would have Kahlua. To retract sober. She's no longer allowed to perform it. Anyway, but yeah. Lots of opportunities for Miss Clarkson. And I've just loved watching all the general public love for her. For all of these Kelly-okies, because it's gone louder and louder, in my opinion, every time she tackles something that the public knows about, like the Billie Eilish fucking cover tore the house down.
Yeah.
That was big for her.
There will be no Kelly Clarkson slander.
Nope.
On this podcast ever.
It was big for her. And yes, I shared the memes. Oh, I can't believe you've never seen that one.
Like, how fucked up do you have to be to hate Kelly Clarkson? Does anyone hate Kelly Clarkson?
I don't associate if they do.
There's some Justin Guarini fan listening.
Probably.
That is seething right now.
You never heard this?
It was bad for her. It was really bad for her.
No.
And yes, I was sharing the shady post towards her.
This kind of needs to be on the soundboard. And yes, I was sharing the shady post.
That was me about Christina Aguilera for like 10 years when no one really knew it was coming from a place of love.
Right, right.
Like on Twitter, I was being shady. Yeah. And then like in real life, in the bars, I was getting kicked out for requesting not
Lotus
myself
intro
tonight.
And yeah.
Yes.
No, I know what you mean. Oh, well, Lord knows everyone's got their books these days. So I still, you know, it could be a book, could be alcohol, could be beauty, but we will support no matter what.
Yeah, we will.
So... Well, very a lot of exciting things.
Yeah.
In the works.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
I'm doing Reiki next week.
No way.
Yeah.
Professionally, like...
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah, my friend gifted it to me. Oh, I was like, this is a sleigh. But it's basically like you need inner healing. And I'm like, you're right.
Yeah, that was...
No, but he did it and was like, this was life changing.
Oh, okay.
And he's like, I think you would love it. Because he knows that I'm like, I don't,
I love that stuff.
I'm open.
Yeah. Oh, she's open.
No, I'm not.
She's not. Mm-mm. No. But you are open to receiving energy from Reiki.
Yes, and having it cleared.
Yes.
So we'll see. I'll let you guys know how I feel next week on the pod.
Yeah, we'll hear it.
Whole lot of new women.
Oh, all right, everybody. Well, we hope that you are safe and happy at home and enjoying this festive, freezing, frigid January season, or if you're somewhere hot, then fuck you.
Yeah.
And
someone the other day was like, oh my God, it's like 40. It's so cold. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Get out of this chat.
Yeah.
Banned.
All right. Well, until next week, we will see you guys in the Discord and check out Patreon if you want to hear us talk even more.
Yep, that's right.
And until next week, we will
see you
soon.
We forget to seek out icons that are already all around us.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.